KFDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media Station.
This is a special report from ABC News. Hurricane Milton. I'm Sherry Preston. It was bad, but it could have been worse. That's what Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is saying about the storm that hit last night. It passed through the state and has now moved on out into the Atlantic. When assessing damage this morning, Governor DeSantis says,
"Please be cautious of hazards. We have post-storm fatalities almost every storm, and a lot of these fatalities are avoidable."
In Tampa, here's ABC's Jim Ryan.
Milton and its 120-mile-an-hour winds blasted ashore near Sarasota Beach. But even before landfall, the hurricane was spinning off tornadoes well inland. In St. Lucie County, 150 miles away from the point of landfall, a series of tornadoes killed at least four people. Now comes the job of search and rescue and power restoration.
Number of power outages across Florida, more than 3 million. Number of flights canceled today, nearly 2,000. This is ABC News.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A new Quinnipiac poll finds Donald Trump with a slight lead in Wisconsin. 48% of likely voters support the Republican and 46% back Democrat Kamala Harris. With a margin of error of plus or minus 3 percentage points, the race is pretty much still a tie. The same poll gives Tammy Baldwin a 4-point lead over Eric Hovde. Wisconsin Supreme Court justices sound open to reining in the governor's sweeping line-item veto power. The final straw may have been Governor Evers' budget veto last year that created a 400-year education spending increase. Justice Brian Hagedorn.
It is crazy. We allow governors to unilaterally create law that has not been proposed to them at all.
The court will hand down a written ruling in a few months. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home. UW-Madison police say alcohol-related arrests at Badger football games are down since the athletic department started selling alcohol at Camp Randall Stadium. Alcohol-related arrests were about 30% fewer than after four home games last year. UW-Madison police say they've arrested 90 people so far this year. That compares to 130 last year. Beer and seltzer sales at football games have been strong all season. If Hurricane Milton survivors in Florida can't reach their loved ones, Dan Van Evenhoven can help. The Fox Valley ham radio operator is in Florida, helping survivors send text messages to the outside world.
When they're getting those messages out, it's very, very rewarding. So in North Carolina, they were like, when are they going to get the message? They'll probably have a message within about a half an hour, 45 minutes.
Van Evenhoven says he's been providing this kind of help for 40 years. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell for Savannah Tomei Olson, and this is WMDX News.
Bucks basketball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. It's the Bucks and the LA Lakers in a preseason matchup at Fiserv Forum in Milwaukee. The Bucks' new shooting guard, Gary Trent Jr., says he's okay after suffering a hyperextended elbow against Detroit. How's it going?
We've been pretty good, being proactive about getting back on the floor. We had a good practice today, and our goal is to continue to keep building through the preseason.
College football, the Badgers have their final practice before flying to New Jersey to take on Rutgers. Wisconsin is 3-2, Rutgers 4-1. NFL, the Packers getting ready to play the Cardinals. The only player to miss practice, defensive tackle Devontae Wyatt with an ankle injury. Back at practice, wide receiver Romeo Doubs. Matt LaFleur on having to suspend Doubs last weekend.
You never want to get to that point. And that's why I think, you know, one thing that's so important for all of us involved is you got to communicate.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Just a couple more of these warm summer-like days with highs in the 70s to 80s. After that, fall temperatures will arrive, and they're going to stick around today. Sunshine 74, 53 tonight, 81 tomorrow. Some scattered sprinkles with highs in the 60s by the weekend. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 42.
Listen. Saving a lot on a comfortable mattress with a lifetime comfort guarantee is easy. Why? Well, because we make our mattresses right at the store. Yeah, we cut out the middleman and voila. you got it. You pass the savings directly on to you every day. So hurry in today to your local Verlo, where there are no middleman markups. Wake up, sleep better, and save at Verlo.
Out here in the middle of all these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. And sometimes, that's how it feels when you're going through tough times. Trouble sleeping, your mind racing. So what do? We get help. There are people in our community who are here for us. Sometimes, just talking to someone can make all the difference in the world. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
John Peterson and Gordy Young.
On our next show, Rocker joins us for a Max Inc. preview.
And it'll be another Dumpster Fire Friday.
Join us.
The John and Gordy Show, weekday mornings 6 till 8. Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Freedom, I can't move. Freedom, cut me loose. Yeah. Freedom, where are you? Because I need freedom too. I break chains all by myself. Won't let my freedom ride in hell. Hey, I'm going to keep on running because the winner don't quit on themselves.
There's always been disaster politics that we've had to deal with in the emergency management industry. Saw it in Katrina, dealt with it in COVID, obviously. But the misinformation that we're seeing being put out now is very dangerous. I mean, at some point in time, we'll see people tell residents not to evacuate because the hurricane's not really hitting you. And that's really where it's headed. I mean, obviously, you know, you have people saying that, you know, FEMA doesn't have money because, you know, we sent money to Lebanon. Of course, FEMA doesn't send any money to Lebanon. That's a completely different department.
Thank you. Representative Moskowitz went on.
There are people saying, hey, I've never in my lifetime seen a hurricane develop in the middle of the Gulf and go to Tampa. You're right. The reason you haven't seen that in your lifetime is it happened over 100 years ago. And then obviously we have my favorite. Who Marjorie Taylor Greene, who runs the Mensa Caucus, talking about the fact that we have a weather machine, which, you know, if there are aliens watching and they're looking at all of this, they can definitely confirm there is no intelligent life in Congress with Marjorie Taylor Greene talking about a weather machine being used for politics.
Oh, God, I love him. I got her to meet him and interview him. Check out my Instagram at the DNC. Have we begged to get him on?
I keep begging.
I begged him in person.
I know.
I like it.
I think I came close to tackling, actually. All right. Look who's here.
If I'm going to get bad news, I want it from him because he's very handsome. Dr. Irwin Redletter joins us now. MSNBC medical expert.
He's leading us from the flu.
Dr. Irwin Redletter.
And now he enters.
Here he became Dr.
Dr. Irwin Redletter is the founding director of the National Center for Disaster Preparedness and senior research scholar. Good morning, Dr. Doom. Today's news cycle was made just for you. I apologize for a naked Donald Trump on Putin's lap, but I thought that would also be in your purview.
Well, it's reminds me of my anatomy class in medical school in some ways.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm thinking, like, obviously you're the founder of the Disaster Preparedness Center. We're going to get to all the hurricane stuff, but I just have to ask you, I don't know if you have an ability to be shocked anymore, but that Putin gave, or that Trump gave Putin COVID tests, COVID testing machines at a time when nobody in America could get them. I mean, I was going to say you can't write this stuff, but apparently you can, and Bob Woodward
did.
You
can write it. I think I'm some sort of post-shock mental state at this point.
Yeah.
I think there's a limit to the human ability to absorb misinformation and insanity. And I'm, you know, my personal favorite this week is so far is the weather machine.
Yeah.
I personally like that. And It's something that is reflective of a deepening level of psychosis among these MAGA extremists. It's pretty amazing, almost entertaining.
But also your work helping children in Ukraine. I literally, it's like you were made in a laboratory for this week's news cycle. The fact that, you know, he's talked to Putin 7 times since his birth, and you know the conversation was, go ahead, go into Ukraine. I'll get my Republicans in Congress not to vote for Ukraine aid, which is exactly what happened. I mean, the levels of treason, evil, I don't even know what you want to call it, right?
And you know, really, the fascinating thing here is how Putin literally played Donald Trump. Mm-hmm. He recognized immediately, Putin's not stupid, but Trump is stupid. So we have a smart, totalitarian, cruel dictator in Putin basically playing Donald Trump for a fool, which, of course, he is.
Yeah.
So it was probably a very entertaining and useful exercise for Putin to deal with Donald Trump and convince him that somehow Putin's own level of misinformation and insanity was correct. And this is what Donald Trump's policy on Ukraine is based on, propaganda that he was fed by Vladimir Putin. It's really quite extraordinary.
Yeah, it really is. So, you know, and we go right up through, there is just no low. There's no bottom in this. So now we're in the midst of this hurricane. I don't know if you heard us play these sound bites, Doc, of this heartbreaking, this guy talking about his father-in-law won't take FEMA money because he said, I heard they're going to seize my house. Yeah. And all of this misinformation for people not evacuating. They don't trust scientists. They don't trust the government. They're listening to Donald Trump and his MAGA friends' lies about disaster relief.
You know, and this is not, it's not just a question of, oh, this is another misinformation campaign. This is a deadly misinformation campaign.
Just like COVID.
It is very reminiscent of COVID. It is giving information from a public official who's got a lot of access to the airwaves and to social media, telling people, again, a load of BS that could cost people their lives and their health. And I'm telling you, this is something, this is kind of mortal sin level beyond just political misinformation and malfeasance. So, yeah, we got a real problem here. And it's very difficult to refute it. And everybody, Moskowitz and many other people, are on the airways saying these are lies. Don't pay attention.
Yeah,
but it doesn't necessarily penetrate.
And you've tweeted, having led teams responding to many hurricanes since Cat 5 Andrew in 92, I'm appalled but hardly surprised the Trump Vance POTUS team from hell is actually lying about FEMA's great work in responding to Helene, in spite of overstretched researches from working multiple disasters across the U.S. And you basically just talk about, you know, historically you said the worst disaster response in modern history, Trump's deadly failures with Hurricane Maria, lied about fatality numbers, lied about what was happening. He absurdly faked personal concerns regarding the well-being of people in harm's way. I mean, we forget because there's so many lies, Doc. He's like, no, 3,000 people didn't die. They're just trying to make me look bad. I mean, is not the beginning of just a rejection of abject reality that is provable.
Right, and which, of course, is all the more surprising that he's actually a serious candidate for president, serious in the sense that he's running a race that is actually threatening a normal person from becoming president of the United States. So we have the lying psychopath who is out there making a case that's based on lies, mm-hmm. on lies and dangerous threats to the country. Not only the public health, obviously, but, you know, the dictatorship, the disrespect for the Constitution and the democracy, make him a profound threat. Yet, people are saying this is a too close to call election. Yeah. I don't understand really how that can be.
Well, by the way, first of all, you were talking about, you said Trump's presence in the aftermath of a horrendous disaster is pure politics. He goes for the same reason he goes anywhere, for a photo op,
right.
Thumbs up at a grave,
right.
You know, a synagogue, just Like, you know, I mean, it and is hampering local efforts by doing that. And you just said hurricanes and every major disaster are public health emergencies. Injuries and deaths from falling debris, drowning, vehicular accidents, people trying to escape during peak storm impacts. But delayed and dangerous consequences of a major hurricane include a significant number of people who are dependent on an uninterrupted supply of life-saving medicines like insulin, heart meds, so on. Access to emergency care and specialists may be limited or delayed. And yeah, the fact that he is further hurting people with these lies and with showing up for photo ops, it's just, there's a word, I don't even know what the word beyond despicable is.
Well, you know, first of all, he is really pushing buttons for people who are already very, very vulnerable. Right. Not just vulnerable psychologically, vulnerable to actually dying. And for you to go out there and promote this horrendous misinformation campaign is actually putting people in risk at much greater state of risk and threat from the storm. And it's just disgraceful. It's immoral, Stephanie. Yeah. And I don't know what to do about it other than to keep talking about how stupid it is.
Yep. Yeah. Doc, just on the same subject, since obviously COVID has come up again with Putin, et cetera, Dr. Rick Bright, who I'm sure you know, the virologist, yep, and former head of Biomedical Advanced Research and Development Authority. I missed that job just like by this much.
Yeah.
I was finalist.
Yeah. BARDA. Right. BARDA. Just say BARDA.
Right. That.
BARDA. Yeah. Yeah.
He wrote an op-ed in the New York Times and he just said, I witnessed firsthand how the Trump administration systematically undermined America's health infrastructure. My experience during his time in office, which led me to file a whistleblower complaint, provides a stark warning of what a second Trump presidency could mean for public health. When I opposed the administration's reckless promotion of the widespread use of hydroxychloroquine as a COVID treatment, I faced swift retaliation. This wasn't just personal injustice, it was a microcosm of the administration's broader war on scientific expertise. He said the choice we make will determine our nation's ability to face the next pandemic, which is inevitable. You say that to us every week. He said from the well-being of our nation, the safety of our loved ones, the security of future generations, we must reject Donald Trump and any other candidate who threatens to undermine our public health infrastructure. I mean, Doc, I don't know what to say. Hundreds, national security officials, economists, public health... I mean, I don't know how many more warnings, but I think what you're right, it's going to come down to the people that love him. I guess they hate all those people. Like, oh, we don't know. Nobody knows anything except Donald Trump, you know, right? No experts.
Oh, yeah. No, look, you have to admit that his public campaign to dismantle science, as Rick Bright was saying, has been successful in the sense that a lot of people have bought into it. And from there comes directly the anti-vax movement,
yeah,
which is now causing parents to deny vaccinations to their children, putting many children in many states at risk for mumps, for measles, for yep, whooping cough,
yes,
for...
He's going to put Bobby Kennedy. He's going to put crazy, yeah, bug, crazy, insane Bobby Kennedy as the head of what? DNC? Or excuse me, CDC, CDC or the NHL? Oh, my God. Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
And here's someone that provably caused death. And where was it? Samoa, where he went on an anti-vax campaign and how many kids died?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. No, this is we're dealing with something very unprecedented and very dangerous. You know, it's not like the history of the Republican candidates for presidency have been insane. Not at all. There's been quite a few very substantial Republicans who have views or policies that I don't agree with, but they're not nuts.
Yeah.
They're not crazy pathological liars. And this is something that we really don't know how to deal with. The media doesn't, the political system doesn't, and unfortunately, he is having an impact on his millions, yeah, and millions of followers.
I just realized we need to borrow Barry Goldwater. What they used to say is, in your guts, you know he's nuts.
Well,
I think
yeah,
we need to borrow that for this election cycle for Donald Trump. Okay, quickly, because you don't often play pollster, but this was interesting what you said. You said, here's why I think any and all polls may be unable to predict the outcome of this election, even the last days. That's because each candidate has a potentially huge number of quiet supporters who will not reveal themselves, even to friends, family, or significant others, no less a poll pollster. In Trump's case, there could be far more people than we imagine that actually like him because of the misogyny, racism, disdain of democracy, a terrifying thought. For Harris, there could be a tidal wave of women who won't speak publicly or privately about how much they despise Trump for the same reasons as those who support him. Plus, there could be an unpredictable army of young, new voters who are sick of living in a country addicted to guns and plagued by school shootings. All these people will indeed show themselves, but not necessarily to pollsters. They will make themselves known loud and clear when it counts. I think that's interesting and yet terrifying. You're right.
Yeah. My opinion. No, I'm not a pollster, of course, but I do think that there are people who are lining up to vote in the way that they feel in their hearts, but not necessarily talking about it.
Yeah.
And I think it's especially true of women.
Yeah.
Even women who may be out there saying, oh, yeah, I support Trump, but we'll get into the voting booth and pull Kamala Harris's lever because they know in their hearts Trump would be intolerable for women's rights and women's ability to choose their own destinies. And I think that's what's going to show up, hopefully overwhelmingly so, on November 5th.
It's a national IQ test, moral test, whatever you want to call it, November 5th. All right, love you, Doc. See you next week. There he goes.
Ladies and gentlemen, take care.
You too.
He saluted me.
Yes.
20 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Simply Safe. Brought to you by Peace of Mind.
Turn it on.
Yeah. Well, if you have an insomnia problem, which I do, I'm just saying, you don't need something else that keeps you up at night.
Nope.
Right? And when I fell asleep, that kind of ironic, when I did fall asleep one time too early, forgot to turn it on, had a break-in, just saying.
Learned your lesson.
Yes, I certainly did, Chris. I'm a hard learner. I need hard lessons.
Okay.
With Fast Protect monitoring and LiveGuard protection, Simply Safe agents can act within 5 seconds. You're not. Oh, dude, you don't feel. You would have been happy to step in. Okay.
I would have cried for a minute.
You wouldn't have. Well, it depends on how long the commercial break was.
Right. Yeah. For 4 minutes.
They can see and speak to intruders within 5 seconds of receiving your alarm. You never be locked into a long-term contract. It is so affordable, like a buck a day. That is way, way better than a lot of companies. And they have been named best home security system by U.S. News & World Report 5 years running. Best customer service in home security, according to Newsweek. Do it. Protect yourself, your home, with 50% off a new Simply Safe system, plus a free indoor security camera. When you sign up for Fast Protect monitoring, simplysafe.com/Stephanie. SimplySafe.com/Stephanie. There's no safe like Simply Safe.
That is great radio.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
This fall, stay cozy with Cozy Earth, where luxury meets comfort and every product turns your home into a sanctuary. After a busy day, your 5 to 9 should be all about relaxation. Cozy Earth helps you embrace that calm. Let me tell you about my favorite products. First, the bamboo sheet set, made from 100% premium viscose from bamboo. They're incredibly soft and breathable, helping you sleep cooler. They get even softer with every wash, come with a 10-year warranty. And for cozy nights in, the women's bamboo pajama set is a must. This lightweight stretch knit design drapes beautifully, sleeps cooler than cotton, keeps you just the right temperature all night. It is like wrapping yourself in luxury. What sets Cozy Earth apart? The commitment to quality, from responsibly sourced materials to innovative fabrics that won't pill or wear down. Plus, that 10-year warranty says it all. Ready to wrap yourself in luxury this fall? Go to CozyEarth.com/Stephanie. Use the code Stephanie for up to 40% off. CozyEarth.com/Stephanie. If you get that post-purchase survey, say you heard about Cozy Earth from Stephanie Miller.
I had a rough night's sleep. Boy, whew. I got a letter from the IRS yesterday, and I just couldn't sleep. Man, I'm dying here. Somebody help me.
IRS problems affect more than just your finances. If you're ready to take back control of your life and you owe more than $10,000, you need to call the tax doctor. Their expert staff can immediately protect you from the IRS and state collectors and get you the best possible tax settlement guaranteed. The IRS has recently released new programs geared in helping struggling taxpayers, where you may may qualify to settle your tax debt and wipe out up to 85% or more of what you currently owe. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call the tax doctor right now. See if you qualify to pay less.
800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. That's 800-554-0206.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Okay, I am a very busy working mom. And you know what I avoided doing for far too long? Getting my money organized, making sure my family knows where everything is, and what they can do if, God forbid, something happens to me and I can't manage my own money. The Securities and Exchange Commission, of all places, recommends these steps. Organize all your important documents, keep them up to date, put them in one place. Number two, tell your trusted family or a trusted friend where to find all your accounts and assets. Ideally, give one of them a copy of that list. And lastly, if you've got a financial professional, make sure they know your emergency contacts. It's not rocket surgery, but sometimes it's hard to sit down and do this stuff. I hope this reminder helps. For more everyday money tips, check out Work Money Media on YouTube. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe.
She is performing in Wisconsin. Charo, you might want to end up moving here because you're going to have that great of a time in Baraboo. Let me just ask you this. Do you like cheese?
I love the cheese. I'm going to be eating cheese for 24 hours. It's a great... Not really. You have a great reputation with the cheese. Wisconsin cheese is very, very famous.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Matt Nair on air.
The vice presidential debate. Mike from Kenosha is on the line.
Isn't it the whole purpose of a debate to be on television for the public benefit? The narrative, questions, fact-checking, it's inconsistent at best.
You're absolutely right, Mike. Mainstream media is bailing massively by trying to both sides everything and sane wash everything.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays at 11 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app.
Stephanie Miller. Stephanie Miller.
Thank you. Oh, the delayed reaction to my triumphant joke yesterday when Marjorie Taylor Greene said, how much taxes did they pay in the Ice Age? And I said, no one did because their assets were frozen. I mean, Deborah tweets, I shot coffee through my nose, and when I recovered, I repeated the joke to my husband so he could spit coffee through his nose, too. Thanks, Mama. Hashtag frozen assets. Terrence in Mississippi, where the laughter is still rolling in. Hello, Terrence.
Hey, good morning, Stephanie. First time I've called in a long time, but I want to tell you that joke yesterday was superb. It was actually the best joke you've told on the air.
Oh, God.
Oh, Lord.
And as a matter of fact, you ought to...
Stop it.
Matter of fact, you ought to freeze that moment in time.
Hey! Yeah! Dude, that was funny.
Nothing but net.
That was funny.
From Terrence in Mississippi.
That was funny.
Yeah. See? You two just gave me the cold shoulder. Hey! Okay. Where were we? Oh.
It might be your delivery.
It could be that.
Yeah.
Shoosh. Speaking of jokes, wait, you have to give me 21.
All right.
So, did he go on this podcast by mistake? Because these the podcasters, like, left
seems like
him off face. The stage after he
in
said...
In his face.
He's really honest. Here we go.
When they do things, and they do a lot, but I always refer him back to the simplicity of McDonald's. You lied about McDonald's. You lied about many things.
No.
And she's a liar. There should be some kind of a rule... When they know it's a lie, you can't do a commercial on it. I have a hard time doing it to them because I'm basically a truthful person. But and frankly, frankly, she's giving me so much ammunition. I don't really have
laugh
to.
In his face. He's in the room with them too. It's not like
he's
on
the guy literally like fell out of his chair. I'm basically an honest guy. Yeah. Oh, like this one. Yeah. 20. Here we go.
Your child. Goes to school and they take your child.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. It was a he.
Oh.
And comes back a she.
Okay. Uh-huh. Right.
And they do this.
Do they?
And they do it.
Uh-huh.
And often without parental consent.
Right.
Can you even believe we're saying this?
No.
We can't.
No. I can't believe it because it's not true. Not happening. Okay. Stephen Beschloss, our buddy, our pal, next.
This is Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin ranks in the top 10 for adults with disabilities finding jobs. October is National Disability Employment Awareness Month. Melinda Craig is a disability employment specialist. She says larger employers could be doing more to provide opportunities.
I do notice that through online job applications that it's not quite as easy to get those skills and information out there.
More than 178,000 adults with disabilities were working in Wisconsin last year. Wisconsin's newest license plates are raising money for the International Crane Foundation. The plates were designed by Wisconsin artist Jay Jokum. They feature a sandhill crane and a whooping crane. The Crane Foundation gets a tax-deductible $25 gift with each new plate and annual sticker renewal. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home. The Dodge County Sheriff is taking back false statements he made at Donald Trump's campaign rally Sunday in Juneau. That's when Dale Schmidt declared on stage that no ballot drop boxes are being used in Dodge County. It turns out drop boxes have been up in Beaver Dam since September 19th. The city clerk tells reporters she's concerned about voters being disenfranchised. Madison police are getting the word out about a major underage drinking bus near the UW campus Friday night. Police say they ticketed 131 people for underage drinking and confiscated dozens of fake IDs. Most of the tickets carry fines between $376 to more than $1,000. A Madison police spokesperson advises that young people busted for underage drinking should just be honest and cooperate with police. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell for Savannah Tomei Olson, and this is WMDX News.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Just a couple more of these warm summer-like days with highs in the 70s to 80s. After that, fall temperatures will arrive, and they're going to stick around today. Sunshine 74, 53 tonight, 81 tomorrow. Some scattered sprinkles with highs in the 60s by the weekend. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 48.
Tons of glass artists share the same passion for eye-catching art as Ignite Glass and Gifts. So we're showcasing their work alongside our talented local artists and our in-house Ignite artists. The latest techniques, the hottest colors, and mind-blowing designs are here for you to enjoy. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts. Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and Odana Road. Plus, IgniteGlassandGifts.com. Do your eyes a favor and see this stuff.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUS Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Jane Mattenair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Alexander Vindman, who played a big role in Donald Trump's first impeachment trial. Paul Noonan from Acme Packing Company, and This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Join us.
Mattenair on air, weekday mornings at 11.
.gov/kidsbuckleup.
And they should be
commended. They should be commended.
This kind of manipulation is a cynical and corrupt luxury of the people.
And it's crude. Have you no empathy, man? You know, for the suffering of other people, have you no sense of purpose? If you purport to be a leader, to understand that being a leader means lifting people up in a time of need and not manipulating them.
I love her so much. I voted.
You did.
Right? Put it right in the mail yesterday.
Yep.
Bam. All right. Look who's here. It's our buddy, our pal, Stephen Beschloss, who I always give him credit for his career, and Michael Beschloss.
I'll take it all. Why not?
I'm following your writing and your, are you threading or tweeting now? I can't tell which this is.
I don't know what you got in front of me, but I'm publishing plenty on Substack, America.
Yeah.
And that's where I'm probably most of my stuff can be found these days.
Well, you know, obviously we're in white knuckle period, right, Stephen, where everybody is looking at the latest polls and, you know, we were saying yesterday, it's so interesting because, you know, you'll see several good polls. I saw the Morning Consult, I think, yesterday had her up by 6 points nationally, up in the swing states, right, et cetera. You know, but there's sometimes these outliers. Mark Halperin, who, you know, his background. But so, you know, he's a right-winger, Trumper. And, you know, I think some people, this is for clicks and ratings and where we are. He's like, oh, Kamala Harris is in a lot of trouble. But, you know, internal polling, blah, blah, blah. And then everyone freaks out. Right, and we react to that. But you wrote a piece on the appeal of Kamala Harris, and you just made a lot of good points just based on, you know, specific kinds of polling, right? You were saying she's edging Trump in the latest poll you saw, 49-46, so anywhere from 3 points, 5, 6, I've seen. You said Harris is seen as the change candidate over Trump, 46-44, not an easy feat, given she's the sitting vice president. You were just talking about what factors have historically mattered, right? You said she leads 49-41 over Trump on a question of who cares about people like you, 48-43 on who would help people like you. She dominates 48-37 about who's honest and trustworthy. That seems like that should be higher. Okay. Harris leads 43-35 on the question of who's fun. And, you know, you were saying, like, you can dismiss that. But as you say, you think how many voters consider who they want to spend the next 4 years hanging around? Is it the grim, hateful, carnage-loving, self-absorbed Trump, or the joyful Democratic nominee who provides uplift and laughter and attracts all of the most popular musicians and other performers? I keep saying, we have a DJ at our roll call. Stephen, come to our side. It's so much more fun. But, you know, all these appearances she's done, they're just joyful, right?
Yeah.
I mean, talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, look, I you know, people will say, oh, well, I need to know what her position is on this policy or that policy. And there's no question there are certain policies, abortion, reproductive rights, the economy. There may be certain very specific issues that are important to people, and that's right. But I think that when finally it comes to who do I want in the White House for the next 4 years, I think it is an emotional response. And I think she has done a brilliant job of differentiating herself from Donald Trump and making it clear, you know, not only, you know, a joyful campaign versus one that's sort of dark and grim and carnage loving and all that. But I think in some ways it goes back to 2020, where you had it was the sociopath versus the empath.
Yeah. Well,
right? And here we are again. I think it is that same contrast, and it might be even more vivid now.
I think we can't underestimate the fatigue factor. It can't just be us that is just exhausted by Donald Trump. You hear that in even former Trump voters. You're just exhausted by his chaos and division and meanness. And, you know, there's, you know, Kamala Harris laughing, having a great time, having a beer with Stephen Colbert, you know. And here's Trump on the... first of all, he already has a huge woman problem, right? He lashed out at the hosts of The View, labeling them degenerates and dumb women after Kamala. That'll help him with his women problem, right, after she went on the show. He tweeted, "Lion Kamala, who's being exposed as a dummy every time she does a show, just stated to the degenerates on The View that she would have done nothing different than Joe Biden, the worst president in the history of the United States."
The lamestream media doesn't want to pick up the story. The dumb women on the show, they never asked her the question that led to the election-defying answer. The internet's going, what? Oh, my God, he just lives in his own reality, yeah. Right?
Right. But, right, and you know, the gender gap is already clear. He obviously doesn't care about changing that, and he's leaning into his hostility, his hatred toward women. And, you know, it was not only focusing on, you know, dumb Kamala Harris. He went after individual members of The View,
oh, yeah,
to emphasize how dumb they are, too. I mean, that rings clear, I think, to most women.
He calls Kamala Harris and Liz Cheney dumb. These two dumb, yeah, women. I mean, it's just like, ay, ay, ay. Your piece goes on further, Stephen. You say she strengthened her support among older voters, even some Republicans. That, you point out, is significant. I've heard other analysts say that the 9% of Republicans who say they plan to vote for her compared to 5% last month, and you say, I suspect that's going to continue to go up. But
yeah,
that's actually very significant, isn't it?
It is really significant. And obviously the endorsement by Liz Cheney, the endorsement by, you know, Darth Vader, I mean, Dick Cheney, I mean, you know, that means something to Republicans. And you hope that, you know, the number of Republicans who either worked for Donald Trump or who have worked in other Republican administrations who've said this guy is a danger, he's unfit for office, he doesn't belong back in the White House, we hope that it's going to resonate with at least some slight percentage of Republicans. And that slight percentage may be just enough to, A, increase turnout, and B, to be able to make those margins a little bit warmer.
Well, yeah, you'd call it permission structure. They're creating a permission structure for other Republicans to vote for Harris. You said among non-white voters, Harris is seen as the change candidate by an overwhelming margin of 61 to 29. Same is true of younger voters. They pick Harris as the change candidate 58% to 34%. So, you know, I guess your conclusion is we can win this. I mean,
yeah.
I was just talking to Dr. Redliner, though, Stephen. We were saying about how many hundreds of national security experts, economists, scientists, you know, doctor. I mean, how many people, all the former people that worked for Trump, warning.
Yeah.
You just wonder how wholesale a rejection of any kind of experts, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Is his cult going to reject? I mean, we were talking about this poor guy that wouldn't take FEMA money, whose house was destroyed because he said, oh, I hear they're going to seize your house if I take FEMA money. First of all, he believed they were giving his FEMA money to illegal immigrants, and then when they offered it to him, he said, oh, no, you're going to use that to seize my house because Donald Trump said so, right?
Yeah. It's exhausting. I mean, people are tired of the chaos and the conflict. I think majority and maybe a large majority are exhausted by it. But, you know, the repetition of these lies, and particularly, I'm particularly stunned that that it's this close. But more than that, the repetition of his hatred for so-called illegal immigrants is the thing that, no matter what the issue is, it always turns back onto that group as the scapegoat for all the country's problems. And, you know, I think decent people, obviously there's a percentage of people who are strengthened by their, you know, freedom to be a bigot. But
yeah,
I think Donald Trump is not going to expand his, you know, his voting public by this constant hateful barrage.
Well, yeah, and by the way, excuse me, you raised a good point in terms of, you know, lying about the disaster relief. You said if Trump is already causing this much damage and chaos to people in places hard hit by natural disaster now, imagine how much more damage and chaos he's going to create if he's actually responsible for managing the response. And we did already see it. You know, we saw it out here in California with the wildfires. People in Puerto Rico saw it.
Yeah.
You know, imagine how much more partisan and vindictive he's going to be, right?
Yeah, well, we saw it with COVID in terms of who got the tests and who didn't, right? Who got the masks
Putin
and
did.
Who didn't. Right? Yeah. Yeah, Putin did.
Yeah.
So, you know, friends win. Anybody who's not a friend is an enemy and will lose in this scenario. And, you know, that portends a very dark future.
And I also keep making the point, as you do, Stephen, that it's the whole party. You said we have 1 month to combat this egregious disinformation campaign. If the Republicans are lying this aggressively now, we can be sure they'll expand it with increasing zeal if they retake our White House and control the Senate again. I mean, I was just saying, and this is not the, you know, first time they politicized disaster relief. They routinely vote against relief for blue states while begging for it for their red states, right?
Right. And, you know, we used to, as a country, come together on things like natural disasters, right? The kind of events that we're all in together against sort of a larger power that we all are just trying to find a way to help our neighbors. And what do we have? We have, you know, a major party nominee who's using it, exploiting it for political gain, and essentially abusing people who are trying to recover in many cases from a terrible disaster. It's shameful.
They punished one of their own. We keep saying all morning, Stephen, Chris Christie, for even deigning to take a picture with President Obama and work together to help his constituents during Hurricane Sandy. I mean, it was Lord of the Flies over there. They were about to kill Piggy with a rock just for taking a picture with the black guy. I mean,
well,
you know.
it is a little bit encouraging that at least, like, the the Georgia governor, Brian Kemp, and some other Republicans have been pushing back against this. You know, they at least recognize that that kowtowing to Donald Trump is not as important as actually trying to serve their electorate.
Yeah. Well, it just the cognitive dissonance. You said the same people who deny climate change now say the Democrats control the weather. I mean, but then you're right. Even those few Republicans, Stephen, become rhinos or establishment or bleh, you know, they're. Go ahead.
If it is this full of disinformation and hostility to the public and people's ability to know what's right and wrong and true and false, you know, factual reality, which is really important in a democracy when we're making decisions as part of a shared government, self-governance, it's going to be a lot worse after November 5th that this guy gets back into office.
Yeah.
So to me, that's at least part of the message that people need to be telling to their friends and their neighbors and strangers that they bump into and anybody that they can between now and
right. And
November
by the way,
5th.
While we welcome the late to the party New York Times and Bob Woodward, thanks for coming when people are already voting. You said we need...
He could have done this like 6 months ago when he started on the book. How about that?
You said we need aggressive journalism, not anticipatory obedience from the mainstream media. Hear. And also just your last one, the cowardly Trump who refused to go on 60 Minutes attacking Harris for her comments on 60 Minutes is not the own he thinks it is. I mean, once again, we're in uncharted territory where he's going to just sit in the peanut gallery and heckle her, and he's not held to any standard. Doesn't have to debate again, doesn't have to do any serious interviews at all, right? Because and that's a huge story. We've never had a campaign where they're clearly so afraid of their candidate's mental, cognitive decline, whatever. They're not going to allow him in any forum before the election.
Well, if you go back to 2016, right, the major media would not say that he lied, right? Lying was just not a word that was used. You know, we've evolved a little bit from, possibly committing a falsehood and, all the other ways of soft peddling. But this many years later, almost a decade later, and you have too many members of the media who have not figured out that there's one legitimate candidate who's interested in governance and democracy, the democratic system, and another one that's interested in throwing it all away by any means necessary. And, you know, that requires a different response, and too many people still are normalizing this guy and essentially adapting to the reality of Donald Trump as if it's we should just calculate it as sort of part of the equation.
Yeah, they think we need to bend to his reality, which is not reality.
right. So it's a lot of work every day to not let him and his enablers to degrade our capacity to know what's true and false and right and wrong, but that's the everyday work. It's that we do, right? Those of us who have a platform, but I think everyone needs to do to make sure you have this kind of critical eye, a critical mindset to what you're hearing and what you're seeing.
Yeah, absolutely, Stephen. Great stuff as always. Come back soon.
Thank you. My pleasure.
All right.
Thanks, Stephen.
Look at him, Stephen and/or Michael Beschloss.
Oh,
I called Stephen Weber Tim yesterday.
You did.
I know who he is. Hi, Stephen. He's still here. I love you. I print his tweets all the time. I know exactly who he is. Not as demented as I seem. 48 minutes.
Really?
Huh? Sure?
48 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Morning Kick. And my people ask, why is that thing so big?
Yep.
Because, first of all, you have to hydrate. And secondly, I don't like regular water. It's.
You're going to have to hydrate this weekend. It's going to be 88 degrees on Saturday.
I know. I need a fun delivery system. I'm like a kid like that. I need my strawberry lemonade flavor. Yay! It's like good stuff with sprinkles. I'm just. It's
you
got
can put sprinkles
strawberry
on it
lemonade.
If you want.
It just tastes fun, yeah. And yet it's like they're slipping me all that, you know, probiotics, prebiotics, ashwagandha stuff, just for my cartilage, my bones, my gut health, my energy. Yeah. I'm telling you, it superpowers me. I'm 1,000 years old, and I've done almost 15 cities already in this infernal, godforsaken tour.
Tell us how you really feel about
the tour.
Which
I really enjoy.
Uh-huh.
I enjoy it because of Morning Kick. It's not like I like riding my bike necessarily 3.5 hours up to the top of Skirball Center, but I do it, and I can do it, and I do enjoy it at some weird level.
Whose choice was that?
I enjoy it, but my enabler is my Morning Kick.
Yes.
Yes, it's in my bike bottle. Roundhouseprovisions.com, type in the code Stephanie or text Stephanie to 511-511. 40% off. Hey, 90-day satisfaction guarantee. Hey. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product's not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent disease. Text fees may apply.
She puts the broad back in broadcasting. It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
How would you like to go on a 5-star vacation for just $99? We're talking about the quality of a Westgate Resort for $99. Not for one night, but for 3 fantastic nights at one of their luxurious destinations across the United States. And you'll even get a free $100 Visa gift card just for making a reservation. We've got some of the choicest destinations that you'll love in the United States that you can choose from for just $99 for a 3-night stay. Take your family. Take a special loved one, but get away. Go on vacation with Westgate Resorts. Call now to make a reservation for just $99, and you get a free $100 Visa gift card. Call Westgate right now and book your vacation. Here's the number.
800-550-9469. 800-550-9469. 800-550-9469. That's 800-550-9469.
One out of 2 Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book, and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. That's 800-640-6298.
Farmers in Wisconsin have always been ahead of the times, and it's no different in the mid-1800s. George Esterly was running a large wheat farm outside of Whitewater, but reaping his crop by hand was back-breaking work. Esterly invented a mechanical harvesting machine and used it in his own fields in 1844. He then won a Chicago Mechanics Gold Medal 4 years later. But was he the first in the country to build a harvesting machine? The answer is coming up. Esterly followed up his win by opening a factory in the Whitewater area, building the harvesting machines and eventually other farm equipment too. By the 1880s, 500 people worked there. So was Esterly the first in the country to build a new mechanical harvesting machine? Yes, this man's early farm invention lives on as a remarkable slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Congresswoman Summer Lee.
The American Stability Act doesn't just address the need for raising of the wage. The second thing is that tax reform piece, shifting the burden from the folks who are working class to the, not just the 1%, the 0.01% of people who have seen so many benefits in this rigged system, and we have to start to unrig it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Most people out here think that taking care of one another is important. And most people would step up for a neighbor going through a tough time. Most people around here help out friends and family when they need it. But the funny thing is, most of us won't look for help when we need it. Talk to someone if you're struggling with mental health, because most people out here really care. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Stephanie Miller.
Yes. It is the Stephanie Miller Show. You know, we don't say enough about how hilarious the Patreon show is.
It is.
Because we don't have time for Beaver Stack in the regular show because of, you know, election cycles. Oh. There is a sequel to Nibby the Rescue Beaver story.
Aww,
I mean,
they love
him. Story not written for the Stephanie Miller Show. The first openly lesbian governor in the United States saved the beaver. She rescued the beaver in Massachusetts. Nibby. Nibby the Beaver.
We love Nibby.
We'll tell you that story. And then also, a butt expert reveals the single biggest mistake you're making down there after you poop. And if you don't have Patreon, I don't know what you're doing with your life.
You need Patreon to figure this out.
Yep.
This is the
those
kind of
stories on this week's Patreon. And also, the Happy Hour podcast every day, totally free of charge.
Just subscribe on your favorite podcast app.
Yeah.
You get a Happy Hour extra every day, and then you get the Happy Hour podcast every Friday. And an Out of the Gate in there as well every day.
Go. That's where I implode and my entrails go everywhere. It seems to be very cleansing for people, my nervous breakdown / stroke every day when I start the show. So you're welcome, America. Corey writes, Steph, I recently saw a YouTube of your show. I've been a longtime listener. You look absolutely fantastic. Thank you. A while back, you shared you had some work done. Yes, Mama has. I thought I would reach out. Perhaps you would not mind sharing your surgeon's name and practice location. I'm in Southern California. However, I'm willing to travel. You look beautiful, natural, and healthy, which is why I'm reaching out. Well, thank you. So when you call up
that... Dr. Nicoli. Newport Beach. You know the one I want, doctor,
everything be all right. Yeah, okay. You can't listen. To look to be your Carol Burnett approved age.
What is the name of the doctor?
It's not free. It's not free.
Nicoli.
Dr. Michael Nicoli, the handsome and romantic.
In Newport Beach.
Yes.
Newport Beach.
Okay. He did, remember, I first started working with him back when I was on KFI in the 90s, and we did liposuction live on the air, and then we auctioned my butt fat off for charity. And so I did say some guy has a piece of my ass in his basement somewhere. But it went to, like, women's shelters or something. It was a fantastic cause.
Is that how your ass got to be so spectacular?
Yes, thank
you. It wasn't exercise?
Yes.
It was...
Well, it's both. Okay. Thank you, Dr. Nicole. Oh.
And then I saw you after your little mini facelift.
What
was that, 99, 2000, something like that?
Yeah, poor Chris has never recovered from that.
She was wearing a bandana around her head that was, like, oozing and
Sorry,
seeping.
Shut up.
And it was...
Pete in Wisconsin, everybody. How you doing?
That was quite the visual there, everybody.
I don't know if you can follow that. Yeah.
I am Frankenwoman. There's nothing real.
No.
Head to toe. Go ahead.
Speaking of visuals that you can't get out of your head, have you guys discussed the naked, large Donald Trump statue that was in Arizona not too long ago?
I saw that. It was there when we were there, actually.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Ooh, my retina.
Yeah.
So I saw a lot of the Trumpers actually pulled off to the side to take pictures of it, and not a one of them got the point of it where the emperor has no clothes.
Right, right.
Clearly, that was the point of it. The emperor is nuts.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, there's humor and MAGA, not so much.
Nope.
Okay, hey, Malcolm Nance, next on the Stephanie Miller Show.
voice for Madison. Real news and great conversation. 92.7 WMDX. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Wisconsin native writer-director Steve Burrows, who makes our popcorn pick of the week, UP comedian Jessica Phillips, and Oswang director Barry Polterman.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
Listen to the John and Gordy Show weekdays right here on WMDX, sponsored by Verlo Mattress. Sleep better, dream bigger on a handcrafted, locally made mattress. Find them on Madison's East and West Side or online at verlo.com.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.